you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach. Bo Worthy with Worthy Promotional Products. How are you doing?
Hey, Bo. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. Long time no talk.
Yeah, we hadn't talked in a while. We'd just kind of been waiting to get to a point where we could potentially talk. And I was trying to remember, as I've kind of started talking with some other folks as well, I was trying to remember what your programs were and kind of what you did and
sure.
on the working capital side or MCA or line of credit on receivables and inventory. Kind of go over your whole program with me again.
Absolutely.
You know, what size facilities y'all do?
We can pretty much fund anything, any size from very small to extraordinarily large. Our working capital program, it works as follows. It allows business owners to unlock 10 to 15% of the top line revenue, from the sales they did last year previous. Unsecured cash, we don't follow the money, use it how you see fit. These are typically shorter term in length, 6 months. All the way up to 24 months. I've seen a couple 36-month loans as well, with daily, monthly, and weekly payment options. There's just a lot of different options there with regards to working capital. And then our equipment financing is more like your typical car loan, 2 to 5 years in length. Monthly payment. We do not require a down payment. Typically, just the first month's payment. And again, rates start right around 4% for the equipment financing.
Yeah, what do you do on the working capital? What kind of rates do you have there?
So as it is unsecured, it does. We can't really put an annualized rate on it. A lot of the programs are less than a year, so it really you can't annualize it. So it starts at about 10 cents on the dollar. I know it's a little bit more expensive than your typical loan, but again, it is unsecured, so a majority of the risk is on our end. And to kind of counter that, the cost of it, we do offer some pretty substantial discounts for early payment on those loans. Certain programs, you can get discounted up to 25% of the remaining balance. Other programs, it's 6% of, 25% of the remaining interest. Other programs, 6% of the remaining balance. So it's just a matter of seeing where you fit in there.
Mm-hmm. Who would you say that you're most, like? Are you most like On Deck? Are you most like a Swift Capital? Are you most like out there in the marketplace?
I would say more similar to On Deck in that aspect. We do; they are in our network, and we have partnered with them on larger deals. So we're similar to them, but we actually offer the equipment finance as well, which a lot of our competitors don't offer that. So that's one thing that kind of sets us apart from other lenders in our group. So I'd say we're closer to an On Deck in the fact that Swift is a. Some of the rates are just outrageous out there, we're not like that. Customers with credit issues typically have, go to Swift sometimes, and they can get a loan through them because they're having, challenges getting financing anywhere else. If that makes sense.
Okay. Sure, it all makes sense. what do you do? Yeah, what do you do in terms of receivables?
As far as collateralizing things, or?
Right.
Working capital is uncollateralized. We can do a collateralized loan, which would significantly drop the rate. So if you want to do a collateralized working capital loan, a rate would start around 4%. It could go up from there. Instead of the 10 cents on the dollar, it'd be right around 4 cents on the dollar.
Yeah. Do you do any LLCs with inventory and receivables as collateral? Do you do any facilities like that?
Typically, I personally have not. I've heard it done. It's just a little bit tricky. It's a little trickier. Typically they like to use collateral that's completely paid for. Equipment typically is our ideal item if we wanted to do something collateralized.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of FICO score do you got? Because I'm sure you guys go back to the personal of the owners and stuff like that. So what kind of scores do y'all look for? I mean, what are your qualifications in those areas?
Above 500 FICO. Below that, it becomes a challenge to get people funding. Obviously, above 500, above 600, it gets better. Above 650, it gets better than that. How would you rate your personal credit currently?
707.
Oh, you're being our tier program. So, you would have access to the best rates of all our programs, best terms, and all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I might, you know, what size MCA, what's your limit size on your MCAs if I just wanted to do one of those for a year?
I've seen them go up to $350,000. Would you require more than that?
That range is where I'm looking.
Okay, because we could definitely go larger. I just personally haven't funded anything larger than 350, but I have, you know, my coworkers have, so it's not out of the realm of possibility.
Mm-hmm. And at a FICO level of that, with the, you know, with the cash flows that can support, say, a 350, where would that potentially put a return rate?
Shoot, that's a great question, and I would really like to give you, you know, solid numbers there. I could say, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20%, to be honest with you. I just don't have a solid number for you, because every case is different. There's little, you know, monetary differences in each case.
Mm-hmm. What about fees?
Typically, there's one fee. It's a $250 ACH fee, one-time fee to set up the wire transfer, and then basically the wire transfer as far as repayment is concerned and us depositing funds into your account.
Mm-hmm. And, well, if I have a current MCA that's coming to a close, you know, current balance on one, what's your deal there?
Well, we could pay off the remaining balance, and then you could net, you know, what's left on that to use as you see fit. Is that something you've been thinking about doing? And did you want to jump into another MCA loan and see if you could get what are they pulling out daily from you? What percentage?
Well, I mean, we're not quite there yet. I mean, we'd have to kind of determine first what your deal would be before we talk about that. But, you know, that's kind of boilerplate where some other folks are at. So you don't have a 1% origination or anything like that?
No. Especially in your case, because you know, the great financials, good FICO score, things of that nature. I don't think that would affect you, but there would be the $250 ACH fee, as far as fees are concerned.
All right.
So again, that's a bridge that we could cross as well at that time. You know, I could potentially even have that waived.
Yeah. All right. I got your email from before of the four things that you wanted, so let me take a peek at those this afternoon.
Sure.
And that might be something that I send over to. Do y'all fund internally?
Yes. And it's a pretty expedited process. You know, once we receive your application, 24 hours, we have feedback for you. If you like our offer, you know, we send out a contract. As soon as we receive that, typically 24 to 36 hours, we can have funds wired into your account.
Okay.
All
righty.
Yeah, well,
let me give it some thought, and if there's an interest level, I'll reach back out to you.
Sounds good. Yeah, I appreciate you giving me a call back. It's great to speak with you. I hope you have a wonderful afternoon.
Thanks, Zach.
All right, well, take care. Bye.
Yep.